step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Darkcast Network. The light shines brightest on our indie podcasts.
Do you think he was like bringing someone back to life and they were like, hey, I'm gonna stop pumping if you don't say something?
No.
No? All right, Brandy, well, what's going on, sis? How was your holiday?
It was fun. I traveled to parts unknown.
Or parts known one time before.
I've been there. This is the third time I've been there.
Oh. Ugh. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so went to another state where the LDS people live, and I didn't see any FLDSs this time.
FLBS.
FLDS.
Philander.
Fundamental LDSs.
Fundamental.
They're the ones that are the polygamists, and they wear the long dresses. They're Warren Jeffs. Disciples, they all wear the same hair do, and they all wear the same dress, just like in like a variety of three different or four different colors.
Okay, I think I know what you're talking about.
Have you ever seen Escaping
Witch Mountain?
No, I think it was called Escaping Polygamy. It comes on one of those channels, but if you ever saw that show, then you would know who I'm talking about.
I think I know what you're talking about, where they have, like, the hair and the long skirts.
The long dresses.
Yeah, dresses.
Mm-hmm. That they make themselves. They don't buy clothes. They buy fabric and they sew their own dresses.
Okay. Well, how was your holiday?
It was so piss poisoning. It was fine. I didn't have any wine, so I wasn't, like, super duper content. But, you know, it could have been worse, so.
It can always be worse.
It could have been worse, so, you know. How was your holiday?
My holiday was good. Honestly, I just wanted Bren to open up her big car.
Her big car.
She's been asking for a big, quote-unquote, big
car.
Big car.
Mm-hmm.
For the last year. She asked all of the Santas that she ran into for a big car.
How many Santas did she run into?
I don't know, maybe two or three.
She's like, hey, Santa, can you get me a big car?
Can you give me a big car? Yeah. And so I was very happy that she got to open it, and she's still playing with it. So that makes me happy. Like, she'd get out there and drive her car around the backyard a couple laps, parks it right in front of the door, and then comes in the house. She's like, you are too cool, kid. You are too cool.
You need to get her some sunglasses.
I have gotten her sunglasses, and she won't wear them. She just wants to wear my glasses, and that's not okay. I mean, other than that, the holiday was good. I'm happy it's over.
Yeah.
I'm happy it's over, because in a blink of an eye, it's going to be a new freaking year.
Yeah.
And I can't believe it. All that. We got a new patron. Weep, 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 weep. And we want to say welcome to Kate H. Thank you, Kate. Thank you for being here. Thank you for believing in us. And thank you for joining our Patreon family. And I'm going to write you the best love letter. Send you some stickers. And we're just going to, you know, pour love on you as long as you're with us.
Yay.
Yay, Kate.
Woohoo.
All right. So let's just talk about that really quick. Awesome. What have you been watching?
I just finished, I didn't just finish, but I watched it, I binged it while I was in the land of the LDS.
Okay.
I binged The Witcher.
I binged The Witcher as well. What did you think?
Okay, so Baba Yaga, who is that old lady?
Yeah. The witch, the evil elf, or the woman.
What is it? She was the woman of nature that never dies, or some shit like that.
The deathless mother
is Baba Yaga, basically. I figured as much that, like, they're them having dreams about the same person, you know. I was like, that bitch is evil.
That bitch is evil.
As soon as they went down there and she was like, make your ask. I was like, yeah, that bitch is evil.
She's an evil bitch, ain't she?
Evil ass. So, you know, I'm glad Yennefer, you know, recognized this bitch is evil. Because, like, she held out for a long time before, you know, deciding to give in. And then, you know...
I was really hoping for the good in Yennefer, but I loved how... What is his fucking name?
Gareth
of Rivia. Mm-hmm. How he was like, I will cut your fucking head off, bitch. Play with my child surprise one more time.
I love that.
Play with my child surprise one more time.
My child surprise.
Okay, so you watch that, which is good. We obviously recommend The Witcher.
Yeah.
It goes so quick. It's over so quick.
Yeah.
And you just want more. And I hate when I just, like, absorb it in, like, a day or two, because it's like, what the fuck am I supposed to do for the rest of the year?
Find something else to watch.
Well, I did, and I'll tell you about that in a minute.
After, like, I had listened to Issa Rae's book, you know, back in 2018.
Me too, yeah.
And I had... like, made a mental note to start watching Awkward Black Girl.
Okay, on YouTube or something.
On YouTube.
The Adventures of Awkward Black Girl.
Right. And they're, you know, like, short 3 to 5, 6, 7 minute, you know, videos. But I watched the first one, and it's pretty fucking funny. So, you know, that's what I'll be doing after I finish watching Insecure, because I have 2 episodes left to watch. And... yeah, I've watched Witcher, and I'm now watching the final season of Insecure, because I didn't watch it, you know, as the episodes came out, because I'm like, I wanted to watch all of it,
yeah.
And I didn't want to wait, like, day after day, you know, week after week, so I was like, I'm just going to watch all of it, and so now I'm watching it all. What have you been watching?
I have been watching Catfish, as of lately.
Have you, or did you, like, start from the beginning, or are you just, like, watching it when it's on?
No, I'm watching it on Hulu.
Okay.
So, I'm just watching season 8, because it's the most recent season that I can watch, and then I'm just gonna go backwards. But I was seriously in, like, a Catfish deep dive yesterday. I was just watching it.
Yeah, I watched when it first, like, the first... seasons. I watched, like, the first 2 seasons,
mm-hmm.
and then I stopped watching it, because I was like, these people are, like, because they started getting worse.
Yeah.
They started getting worse and worse, and
they,
I was like,
all
they're
have,
awful.
They all have issues, and it's all something, and it's, you know...
They're insecure. They're all insecure.
They are.
And but there's some people that just like doing it. Like, did you see the one? No, you didn't. This was, like, season 2. There was one where this chick was catfishing this other chick, because I didn't want you talking to my man. So she just catfished her because she thought that that would take her. And she wasn't even interested in her man. The chick was just crazy.
Well, the ones I watched, the guy got catfished by his boyfriend. So I guess him and the dude had been together for like 5 years off and on. They were fighting. And then the guy went online. He was like, I'm just feeling really lonely right now. I just want someone to talk to. And this random dude pops into his inbox and they start talking for a year. And then... while him and this guy are talking, he breaks up with his boyfriend, like his live-in dude who's helped him, like, raise his kids, broke up with him, and then has been pursuing this relationship with this person online. And then, like, they're looking for him because they can't find him, Adonis or whatever. Come to find out, the actual boyfriend was like, you look real dumb out here doing this, chasing somebody you don't even know. He was like, you can't find...
The ex-boyfriend?
Yeah, the ex-boyfriend was like, you can't find Adonis because I'm Adonis, bitch. And then they started fighting. I was like, But the way he was like, I'm Adonis, bitch, that's right. I was like, oh, shit. I didn't see that coming.
Well, how did they figure out it was him?
The boyfriend came because it's a small ass town, so they knew Catfish was in town. They're like, oh, Catfish is in town for you. And he was like, how do you even know? Like, mind your business. And he was just like, you're putting my business in the streets. And the boyfriend was like, it's none of your business. This has nothing to do with you. And I was like, oh, he must know something. And then when he was like, well, you look dumb. You're never going to find him because I'm him. So he just came clean.
Well, okay, so he started catfishing him first.
Yes.
And then...
Because apparently the boyfriend would cheat. So apparently that boyfriend had a tendency to cheat. And he wanted to know if he was still up to no good and if he was going to cheat on him. And while he was talking to this other guy, spilling his innermost secrets about his boyfriend, he drops him. And the boyfriend was like, that's what I was missing. Like, the intimacy, like, you talking to me. You weren't doing that with me anymore. You were doing it with somebody else, which was him.
Uh-huh.
It was so convoluted and crazy.
Wow.
But I just, like... Obviously, these people are in pain, and they're a little bit dumb because they're freaking FaceTiming people that never even...
They're not even FaceTiming.
They're, like, having a relationship with people and putting some real fifis behind...
Uh-huh. Strangers that text. They meet online that they've only seen pictures of because they don't actually... They don't actually FaceTime.
Right.
They don't talk on the phone. Sometimes they talk on the phone.
Yeah.
But, like... They don't, you know, oh, my camera's broken. And that's always the issue.
Your camera's been broken
for
2 years.
My camera's broken, or I don't have a camera. I can't afford, I don't have a lot of money, so I can't buy a new phone, or I can't buy this, or I can't buy that. So you can literally, if you have, fuck it, well, again,
whatever.
Your camera's broken.
But what I want to say to anybody out there listening, if you are really engaging in a relationship with someone that you have never met IRL in real life, or have had, like, a FaceTime conversation or a face-to-face video chat, it's 2022, and we don't got time for that.
There was one where there was a person catfishing. It was a chick that was catfishing another chick.
Mm-hmm.
But she had a friend, a guy friend, and he would be the one that would be FaceTiming her.
Hell no, she got an accomplice.
So he would get on FaceTime with her.
Yeah.
But it was the chick that was doing the catfishing.
That's so stupid. Like, do something else with your time.
Mm-hmm.
Do something else with your time. Besides that, I've been watching the new rendition of Sex and the City. Have you been watching that?
I watched the first 2 episodes. The last episode I saw was the funeral.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That was the second episode. I saw the 3rd episode, and I think there's a 4th. And I just don't know how I feel. The issues that are happening right now and in the story, I don't really have a connection to or really care about.
You can't relate. Mm-hmm.
To
rich white
your
bitch.
Rich white problems.
Yeah, rich white bitch problems.
No. And then all this Chris Noth or whatever the fuck
Chris
is. Noth. All this stuff that's been coming out.
Yeah, that's really upsetting because I really liked him, but oh well.
Yeah, I think that's bound to happen to any person in Hollywood that you may like.
They might turn out to be a complete shitbag.
Oh my god, speaking of creeps, we guessed it on What a Creep podcast last week.
Yes, we did.
And that was so much fun.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun. You guys, hop on over to What a Creep Podcast and check out our collab and stay for all the other episodes. They have great episodes. Sometimes we do, like, crossover subjects. Margo and Sonia, thank you for having us. They're wonderful. Go check out What a Creep Podcast.
Do that.
Do that.
As soon as you're done listening to us, go over to them.
Yes. Don't leave. Stay. While you're staying, go ahead and subscribe before you forget. Subscribe and come on back. And hello, listeners. Thank you for joining us. Thank you guys for being here. I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleet.
And this is
Book of Lies.
The podcast.
It's Bolt Bitches.
Yes, it is. And this is our last podcast for 2021.
Yeah. The final episode.
It's the final countdown. And the 3rd lockdown.
The 3rd lockdown.
Yeah. This is like the 3rd time they're shutting shit down.
They're shutting stuff down?
With Omarion hanging around.
Lakeith Stanfield, you're hilarious.
They didn't say lockdown, but I feel like they're gonna shut shit down.
I don't think they're gonna do it because people are gonna revolt and like there's gonna be rioting in the streets because people are stupid.
Why did I get vaccinated if you're shutting us down? I understand why. I get it.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Final countdown of 2021. We're rolling into 2022 full steam of head. If you guys aren't already, go ahead and connect with us on social. You can connect with us on Twitter at Book of Lies Pod, on Instagram or Facebook at Book of Lies Podcast. You can visit our website, bookoflicepodcast.com. There you can listen to all of our previous episodes. Check out our collaborations page, which I definitely need to update for sure. And you can find our Patreon there too. You could be cool like Kate and join us before the end of the year.
So, Sonia, what are we talking about today?
Today, I didn't know what we should talk about. But then I went back on all the times I was like, hey, we should talk about this. Hey, we should talk about this. And we never do it. So we are going to talk about queen pins today. Mm-hmm. I decided to not bum everybody out for the end of the year. Started off with something rather light. And we'll talk about queen pins. The film, the 2021 film. Starring Kristen Bell and Kirby Howell Batiste.
Mm-hmm.
And Vince motherfucking Vaughn.
She's British.
She is British, but she's a good time. Go, JoJo!
Mm-hmm.
Go, JoJo! So we're going to talk about that movie. You've watched it.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched it. I watched it again. And then I did some research. So when you watch this movie on Amazon, it's about couponing. I was like, okay, how far away from the truth is this? It's very far away from the truth. Well, not the truth. I mean, the whole, like, premise of what was done.
Realism.
Happened. But everything else in the story, fluff. Bunches of fluff. So,
bunches of fluff.
Bunches of fluff. Bunch of made up
positions.
Yes.
Jobs.
Yes, 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 yes. So,
because that's not how loss prevention works, but anyway, go ahead.
The funny thing is, loss prevention wasn't even involved in, like, the real story.
Well, he was, like, the guy who was, like, I'm the store's loss prevention officer or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Which is, loss prevention is security when in a store. That's what they call their security guard, is loss prevention.
Mm-hmm. Or the undercovers, right?
Their department is loss prevention.
Right. The undercover cops.
No, they're not undercover cops. They're security guards.
Security guards. Okay. The film, like I said, Kristen Bell, Kirby Howell Batiste, Vince Vaughn, and then the guy, his name was Paul Walter Hauser. That's his real name, and he played Ken Miller in the movie.
Okay.
So, in the movie, like how we do, I just start from the beginning and just go through it. If this is your first episode, welcome. Glad you're here. So we're
and we'll be spoiled if you have not seen it. So.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, it's on Amazon. So Kristen Bell plays Connie, and apparently Connie is an ex-Olympian in the speed walking. She's a speed walking 3-time gold Olympian,
gold medal Olympian.
But this is all fubar in real life. But in the story, she's like, you know, most Olympians aren't famous and they don't have any money.
That's true.
And, oh, her husband's Joel McHale.
Mm-hmm.
He's a doucher.
He plays a real good douche.
Oh.
I like to see him as nice guys, but god damn it. He always plays an asshole.
Well, apparently him and Connie mm-hmm. are having financial trouble because they've been trying to have a baby, and she went through 4 rounds of IVF,
right,
which is very expensive.
Mm-hmm. And actually, well, yeah, it is. It depends on what state you're in, but
All takes place in Phoenix, Arizona, which is the facts. That's actually where the fraud did happen in real life, so that is accurate. And her neighbor is JoJo,
right,
who is Kirby. And so since Connie's a stay-at-home mom or whatever, and like, you
she's
know...
She's not a stay-at-home mom.
She's not a mom. She's a stay-at-home...
Wife.
She starts couponing to save, quote-unquote, save money.
Yeah, because Kirby Halbatiste, or JoJo, shows her how to coupon.
Because
she has a YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. She's building her followership, her vlogger, and her mom's a straight hater.
Oh, she really is.
Hates on everything she does.
She really is.
She just...
And she rolled over on her, too, to the cops.
Snitch. Like, you are not my mother. Like, who are you? You're cut out of everything. So... JoJo, her neighbor, is a vlogger, and she vlogs about couponing and saving and stuff like that.
Connie, I tried couponing before.
It's a lot of work.
It is. It's like a full-time job.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This bitch is hopping into trash bins, getting, like, QR codes or QVCs or scanners to...
She was trying to get the proof of purchase.
Proof of purchase, mm-hmm. Yes. So, like, you know, those rebates, you gotta send something back to get this, which is a lot of effort. You have to hang on to a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And it is very labor intensive. And then when you go into the store, you spend $130, you buy $130 worth of stuff, give them a stack of coupons. Everyone behind you's eyes are rolling.
Okay, speaking of which, when I worked at Ralph's,
give it to me.
We had these people that would come in, and we called them the coupon mafia. Mm. There was like 2 or 3 women, and they would come in, and it was every Sunday was when the coupons came out.
Yep.
So they would come in. Like, either on Sunday nights or, like, sometimes they would come in on Mondays. And they would buy toilet paper, paper towels. It was mostly paper goods because mm-hmm. that's where the most coupons came from. So it was, like, paper towels, paper, toilet paper.
All the Kimberly Clark and Procter Gamble
right,
stuff.
Right, right. And Unilever. And,
Soap, right.
Unilever, they have a variety of things.
I'm seeing they're something.
Yeah, they're, personal care products.
Okay.
And they would come in with a cart full of fucking shit at the end. Instead of saying, hey, I have coupons, this is what you need to do. You need to tell your fucking cashier that you have coupons. And we knew them, so we knew they had coupons when they would come through. Because after the third time of coming through my freaking checkout, I knew them. But they would just hand you a stack of coupons, and sometimes they would be expired. You have to look at the expiration dates, because sometimes, like, with ours...
And it'll still scan, too, right?
Right. Sometimes. Other times, it'll tell you that it's expired. But, at least back then, that was, you know, this was in 2004.
It's a long time ago.
And at that time, Ralph's doubled coupons, so they would literally have hundreds of dollars worth of stuff and leave paying like $15.
Mm-hmm.
One time, this bitch got freaking... She got like $2 back. And I was like, because, you know, I didn't know if our store policy was like, you can't give cash back for coupons. Because some stores will, you know, give you the cash back for the coupon. Like, you know, when they... Because they can have more, a bunch of coupons and actually, like, have money. With Walmart, if you do that, then you have to use that money to
buy
other stuff. Like, I watched one episode of Extreme Couponing where this lady literally got a bunch of meat for the money that she had coming back to her from the coupons. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they, you know, I think stores have gotten wise to this, but maybe not. But yeah, it's them coupon people are nuts. Go ahead. My bad.
Leave me alone. Just leave me alone. She's a crazy coupon lady, but oh, and then Kristen Bell, Connie, she's very competitive.
Yeah.
So everything to her is about winning.
Yeah.
And so when she's just the guy, the checker with the long hair who hates her,
mm-hmm.
he's like that stupid smile on her face. She always has a smile on her face. Crazy coupon lady, that's what I call her. But she does. She just sits there and smiles.
Just like,
get and up. It's a smug smile. It's not like
that's
a,
when you said that smug smile.
Yeah, it's not even like a have a good day smile or I'm a happy smile. It's just a smug smile.
If you watch the pennies or count the pennies and the dollars watch themselves or
some
shit.
Some bullshit like that.
Get the fuck out of here.
Let the dollars take care of themselves.
Let the dollars take care of themselves. Okay. So this is who she is, right? So then she goes and gets a box of Wheaties, opens it up, and the box is stale. And so she's like, how fucking dare you send me a stale cereal? So she sends an angry letter and gets a coupon in the mail for free box of Wheaties.
Yeah.
And so she's like, oh shit, I'm rich, bitch. Goes and gets a box of Wheaties. And then the guy's like, oh, you're back, huh? And she's like, look what I got. I got a free box of Wheaties. He's like, oh, you wrote a letter? And she's like, how do you know this? And he's like, duh, bitch. If you write a letter to the manufacturer, they'll send you a coupon. And so she's like, light bulb. And then starts making up all this bullshit. Like all
she sends letters to a bunch of fucking companies and gets, you know, the free coupon.
Gets all
that's what it
coupons.
Is. It's a free coupon.
Yeah. So she figures this out and sends a bunch of letters, and they send her all these free coupons. And she does research and was like, well, I got all these free coupons. And her friend, her neighbor JoJo, was like, well, I'll buy them from you. And then she's like, do you think other people would buy these coupons from us?
Yeah, she was like, how much would you pay for a coupon like that? And she's like, I don't know, $25.
Like, what? Or like a 36 roll of toilet paper? Because honestly, if you go to the 99-cent store, it's like $1 a roll. Right? And if you want the good soft toilet paper, Cottonelle, for your butthole, that's nice. That's nice toilet paper.
Yeah, Cottonelle. Because, okay, so the 99 cent store does sell, but they sell 4-packs, but the 4-packs only last you for like a whole day.
The whole 4-pack, okay?
Yeah, like.
Because it's not even 2-ply, baby.
It's not. It's single ply.
Okay, let me say this right now, and everybody take note. I'm going to judge you if I come to your home. And it's single ply toilet paper. I'm pissed.
I lived with someone who was so cheap that he would only buy the single ply. I was like, excuse me, sir, this tears up. Like, literally, you can't even wipe your ass with it because it will tear up and you will have boo-boo on your fingers.
And it's nasty. So listen, listen, guys, it's worth the splurge. I know sometimes it's hard out there, but do your butthole a favor and get the soft toilet paper. Get, like, the 2-ply, get the extra fluffy. Do that, because I really, honestly...
That's just like sandpaper.
When I go to, like, restaurants and they use cheap toilet paper, I'm like, why am I even buying food here? Like, you don't even love us. Because you're giving us this fucking cheap-ass toilet paper. So rude.
How dare you? I'm paying you for food and you can't give me
okay,
good toilet paper?
If you invite me to your mansion and it's single-ply toilet paper, what's really going on? There's some fraud shit going on here. You don't care about us. You don't care. Maybe you have a bidet. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
Well, then use the bidet.
I guess so. Side note. So she gets the... She asks her friend, hey...
The horny toilet.
What?
That was an episode of Mom. She's like, I'm gonna go use the horny toilet. It was a bidet.
Because it makes her horny?
No, because, you know, it shoots the water and it cleanses your holes.
Orifices.
And so she was like, she just called it the horny toilet.
Okay, I got it. And I was like, I don't get it. So then she's like, oh, we should start a website. No. But then the old girl was like, well, how are we going to even be able to supply
all these coupons?
So they figure out, well, looking at the mail that she's sending in for the angry mail, she realizes that all the coupons are coming from the same fucking company. There's like this advanced coupon solutions. And in the actual, in real life, there's a department.
Advanced coupon solutions.
Advanced coupon solutions. leave me alone. Just leave me alone. It's called Coupon Information Corporation. CIC.
Kick.
Yeah. Ken Miller. The real person in real life, his name is Bud Miller. And he worked for the Coupon Information Corporation.
Okay.
And so this is how, like, this person get involved. But they just put him in a different role. But this is the guy. Anyway, she figures out they're all coming from the same place in Chihuahua, Mexico. So then they go and drive to Chihuahua, Mexico to try and convince people to...
The workers.
Steal coupons for them.
That was funny, though. Like, that dude was running from them.
He thought he was about to get chopped. Sure.
There come the cartel's coming for you.
Listen, after watching Narcos, I would have done the same thing. I would have run.
She's like, you don't chase people down in a car
in Mexico. Around here? Are you fucking crazy? They ran for their lives. So they find a couple who's willing to collaborate with them and help them get their hands on a large amount of coupons.
Right.
And these coupons are like the rejects, it seems like.
They overprint. Okay, so they print more coupons than they need.
Right.
So they basically, like, what they're like allotted 1,000 coupons to go out.
Yeah, and these are the free coupons. The free coupons.
They're allotted like 1,000 of the free coupons to go out into the world, and then the rest they're supposed to shred.
They're supposed to destroy. Why are we making these if we're just going to destroy them? What's the fucking point, dude?
Do they just over?
We've got this big printer.
Yeah,
and we can only make it.
That's what it is. Like the sheets of paper and the amount and the numbers and some bullshit. That's not, it's dumb. It's wasteful.
It's very wasteful. So they're like, let's not waste these coupons and let's put them back in the circulation. So they get their supply, right? And this whole time, she's thinking, oh, you know, why can't we do this? You know, it's a business. They're just free coupons.
It's money, though.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Coupons are money.
Coupons
have no cash value, but they have value for the product, which costs money.
Yeah, I mean, because if you look at the big scheme of things, you turn in 10 coupons for free toilet paper. You send that to the manufacturer. The manufacturer then needs to pay the particular store for said coupon.
Right.
And so the manufacturer is the one that's really losing the money.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Get a new customer.
Do you really? I mean, they make trillions of dollars.
Yeah, trillions.
So, whatever.
So they start this website, Super Savvy Saver. Right? Super Savvy Saver. That's what the website was called.
Uh-huh.
And in real life, they did have a website. It was very close to that. It was called, I'm just, you know, letting them know the differences. Leave me alone. Just leave me alone.
Apparently you like that.
That meme?
That song. That video. The videos, because more people use that sound on Insta.
Yeah, it's lots of Instagram. I go down deep dives on Instagram. It's just like, I just keep, you know.
I found this hairstyle on Instagram. I was like, oh, maybe I should try that. But then it requires like a lot of upkeep, and I just don't have it in me for that. And it costs a lot of money.
Well, the website was very similar. It was like Super Savvy Shopper or something like that. That's what it was called. And because there was like a website or a magazine or something that was dedicated for couponers. So they made the website very close so it seemed more legitimate.
The Super Saver coupons, because Super Saver is the coupon book that comes in the first Sunday paper of the month. The Super Saver coupons come out, and that one is the one that has the good coupons. It's got
when
I was trying to coupon, I was like, because people
give me that Sunday
people
paper.
Will go to the fucking newspaper machines and steal. They will pay for one paper and take all the papers, or they'll go in Rite Aid and flip through them and just steal the coupons out.
That's disgusting.
But yeah, it's the Super Saver, and that one has the good coupons. So like twice a year, tampons and pads and stuff, you get a coupon for that. So when you get those coupons, you want those coupons because that shit's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
People, they look for those coupons.
Yeah.
And like they're specific ones.
They know what they're looking for. And
lotions, like the
lotions, toilet paper, laundry soap.
Yeah, Jergens,
cereal.
Like all those things. They Super Savvy Shopper.
Super Savvy Shopper. So the website was super close to the other name. But there was just like a basic template-based website, and they're like, give me this for that, and people just go nuts over it.
Yeah.
They were saying in real life that they would, like, on the website, they would say, if you don't know anybody, if, like, you know, don't talk about our website, like, you know, you have to, like, refer somebody, like, to be, like, a customer to buy something, you have to be referred. And they're like, you know, don't mention us around people that you don't know. Like, you know, they were just like, don't talk about it in, like, public forum to keep it on the hush-hush. And then they would have people who were like, and I think they were too, they were selling the coupons on like eBay and shit. They were like selling them everywhere.
So they have this thing as a coupon clipping service.
Oh, okay.
They have more than one, obviously, that exists. You literally order the coupons that you want, and it says on the website, you are not paying for the coupons, you are paying for the clipping service, because we're cutting these coupons for you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then that way they don't get in trouble for selling coupons.
Right.
Because you can't, it's illegal to sell coupons.
Right.
But it's like, hey, I found this website, I'm trying to give me some coupons. Can I get a coupon? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So then they start selling all these fucking coupons, and then they start making millions of dollars.
Okay,
overnight.
Like, that's crazy. And they were literally sitting in the freaking basement, stuffing
envelopes. Yeah.
I'm just like, DNA, guys. DNA.
They didn't think about that, huh? They didn't think about that.
Because they were licking those envelopes, or were they... They were. Did they have glue sticks? I think they had glue sticks.
I don't know, but when the fraud actually did happen, when this went down in 2012. So this happened, like, in 2012. So more than likely, they were probably licking these envelopes. And in real life, there was three women rather than two.
Okay.
But they made millions of dollars. And then, of course, it's a movie, so they have to make it super dramatic.
Sensational.
So they get all this money in their online account, and then their account gets frozen. They're like, oh, fuck, what do we do? How do I get our money? So then they hit up Tempe Tina, BP Rexa.
She's an identity thief.
She's an identity thief who stole JoJo's identity previously.
That's funny. I can't even walk into a bank.
That was messed up. So JoJo's trying to sell makeup, right? And, like, she beats this chick's face. It's great. And, like, you know, she's like, okay, I can't get credit card. And she's like, oh, no.
I can't do that.
I can't do that. If you can't take credit cards, you're not good. Like, you need to... figure something out. Like, you can't get a Stripe or, you know, online.
You have to have a bank account
store.
To use Stripe.
Damn, you don't got a bank account.
She said she can't even walk into a bank.
It's messed up. It's real messed up.
She fucked up her credit.
Identity thievery is just, it's no joke.
It ruins lives.
It ruins life. Be careful, guys. I'm getting all kinds of fucking stupid emails and text messages. It's like we're always being attacked. And the people will just want you to click their stupid shit. And you're like, get out of my email.
Click this link. Look at this.
A bunch of congratulations, winner. I didn't win shit. Walgreens, you didn't send me nothing, nor did you Walmart.
Yeah.
Get Kohl's, no.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Claim your free this or claim your prize that and blah, 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 blah. Oh, and But I'm getting these weird-ass emails talking about, I've sent you my nudes and all this stuff. I'm like, dude, I'm not a dude. I don't want your freaking nudes.
All those are in my spam folder. I have so much stuff in my spam in my junk folder.
So
or the ones, or the text message, or the email when it's quote-unquote Amazon. And they're like, oh, your account's been frozen. Like,
right.
Really?
Because
I'm still spending money on Amazon. And I don't think that shit's frozen. Liar. Just type in your password here. No! I'm not falling for it! They're going to keep coming at us, y'all, so be vigilant. Pay attention to that stuff. Just don't click on links. So Tempe Tina pretty much sets them up. Here's fake IDs. Here's how we're going to make your money clean. Here's everything you need to do. And these bitches weren't paying attention.
No.
Can we write it down? She's just like, shut up and listen.
Don't write anything down.
She didn't want them to find her. Nothing. And so
she blindfolded them and drove them to like a warehouse.
It's so weird. It's so weird. But then they're like, oh, we're about to spend this money. And she sings, hey, dirty, baby, I got your money.
Yeah.
And then in her head, she's like, oh, the money's dirty. The money's dirty. No, it's not. It's not dirty. And then starts spending the money.
Like a dumbass. Buys guns.
Buys all
she
kinds of stupid shit because she thinks she's going to be able to resell it. But
gun
go ahead.
Show.
Go ahead.
You go to a gun show. Oh, because it's Arizona. You can just buy guns at a gun show and, like, take them home that day. You didn't have to wait. And
that's what she was saying. They had a car full of guns, and she was like, this was way too easy.
Yeah. Certain states, you can do that. You can literally go buy a gun that day with ammo that day. And go shoot somebody if you wanted to. So yeah, they bought a bunch of fucking automatic weapons.
Mm-mm.
And then they go and sell it to the white power, white nationals. And just, it's stupid. And like, I was like, why would she think that she could just go and sell some guns?
She's like, look at these guys. We're just exercising our right to bear arms.
Okay, walking in the Starbucks.
My name's Rattlesnake and I want a caramel frappuccino. The fuck? Okay, bro. Okay. And then they're just like, hey, we've got some guns.
You guys wanna buy some guns?
No. Yes, maybe. So these idiots go and buy all kinds of things. They're buying Lamborghinis.
Okay, why would you buy cars of all things?
Lamborghinis, luxury RVs.
A fucking plane. They bought an airplane.
Boats and hoes. Like, because they really thought that the money was dirty.
But that's not how you clean money.
No, it's not how you clean money. She was like, idiot, I had your fucking your shit set up already. Your money was clean. Go ahead and put it back. So they're like, oh, we bought some stuff. Idiots.
Yeah.
But the real women did buy a bunch of shit.
I bet they did. And houses. I bet they didn't have their money cleaned either.
No, they did not. Mm-hmm. Houses, cars. The main chick really did rent a hangar like she did, like Connie did in the movie.
You can rent a hangar in Mojave.
You can fucking rent a hangar in Bozeman.
Yeah, that's true. But that's small planes.
Small planes. I don't have a little bit of stuff I need to buy. But they really did all that stuff.
Yeah.
In the movie, she's like, y'all are dumb. Y'all are real, real dumb.
Uh-huh.
But it's I like
be a smart criminal, at least. Like, everything you bought is a paper trail.
Yeah.
Like, everything you bought.
No, but they bought it in cash, though.
You have to register cars.
Okay.
You have to register fucking planes.
Yeah.
Like vehicles.
Yeah.
Boats. You have to register them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, you're gonna go buy some fucking jewelry. At least you can resell that shit.
What? Nuh-uh. Not like what we listened to about the fruitcake fraud. Running around with watches and shit.
Oh, no, they weren't trying to resell those. They were just, those were just to show off.
Trophies.
Yeah. Those were to show off. They weren't trying to sell those.
Those are trophies.
And then instead of, you know, doing the right thing and like maybe selling them and paying the money back, they threw them in a lake.
So stupid.
So yeah, no.
Oh shit, get rid of it, get rid of
That's
it.
That's what they were doing, dropping jewelry into a lake. Like weird.
It's
That's
idiotic.
So weird.
They're still spending this money. While they're spending the money, Ken Miller is
he's an asshole.
He is an
for
asshole.
No reason.
We're
hates his job, hates his life.
We're introduced
just an
to
asshole.
Him and he's like the checking out at a store or whatever. He goes and visits all of the, let's just call them all the Piggly Wigglies in Arizona.
Right.
Or whatever. And he does like, what'd you call it?
Loss prevention. But that's not okay.
That's not his role, but that's what he's doing.
That's not what they're supposed to do.
And he knows coupons, apparently.
Yeah.
And apparently this old lady's trying to buy like some hemorrhoid cream or something. And she's like, my coupon's not working. And he's like, let me see that coupon. And then, like, goes in on the poor old lady. And then is like, oh.
Thought you were so... Like, he was such a dick. Why would you talk to an old lady like that? Oh, you thought you were going to get away with it. Blah, blah, blah. Like, he's such a jerk. What?
The old ladies are the sneakiest ones.
Yeah. Time. And, like, the cashier's like, come on, dude. She's I know her. She's a regular customer. Just,
yeah.
You know, let her use the fucking coupon. Not today! Shit.
Apparently, a majority of these coupons are being used in their stores, which is not the truth, but it's just part of the movie. And they're just like, hey, where the fuck are all these coupons coming from? All these fake coupons. And they're really not fake. They're calling them counterfeit coupons. And they're really not.
They're not counterfeit.
They're real, and that's why they're being accepted. So he's trying to figure out what's going on with this situation. And then he takes it up to the FBI. And so the FBI is like, yeah, yeah, oh my God, you're fucking kidding. Really? Coupons? No shit. All right, we're going to take it to the top level and then just throw it away.
Because it was stupid.
It was stupid. They're like, get this fucking Yahoo out of here talking about coupons.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
In the movie, of course, this analyst gets a hold of the case.
Yeah, they're like, we're going to send it to the top of the shit. And so he's like, bury this.
Bury this.
So they send it to, yeah, an analyst.
He's like, I really can't help you. The website.
And because he was an internet fraud
he was.
Guy, too, or whatever.
And Tempitina had hooked them up, so she had everything, like, covered, like, the IP addresses and, like, the blah, 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 blah. That was all sorted out. And he was like, well, why the fuck are you calling me, man? These coupons are being mailed out all over the place. He was like, what? What did you say?
Mail.
Guys, yeah. Book of Lies 101. If they mail some shit, you go on to jail.
Yep.
You fuck with the mail, They send Vince Vaughn the after
United
you.
United States Postal Service, don't play.
They send 6'5 Vince Vaughn after you with his huge head. He's enormous. He's a big man. Jamal seen him in real life. I told you, like, running at the track that we, like, go and, like, work out at or whatever.
Yeah. Sometimes he's fat, sometimes he's not, you know? But I guess he decided wasn't going to be fat this time.
Not today, Satan. So he's introduced as a male marshal or some shit like that. Postal marshal.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's...
U.S. Postal Service, I carry a gun. Shut up.
I carry a gun. I arrest people.
He's like, I'm not a mail carrier. Because they were like, they sent him a mailman?
What you gonna do, mailman? Doorman?
Mailman?
Doorman?
Mailman?
Doorman? You're right. You're right. You're right.
I know. I know.
Oh, but the thing is, you can't get no big pregnant ass in here.
You old she pregnant cat, but your old pregnant ass bitches running out of here. It's crazy.
Oh, the 40-year-old virgin, such a good movie.
Nope, that's not what movie it was.
Oh, this is
knocked up.
Oh, damn, she brought me. No. Podcast is over. Damn it. Same bunch of the same characters.
People,
yeah, you're right. You're totally right. Because in that, she was crazy.
Leslie Mann was
a drunk. Like! I'll still have sex with you if you want.
She threw up on him.
He's like, no, I'm good. Thanks.
Blow into this. He's all, okay. The fuck? Oh, the judge said I should get one.
Oh, shit. Okay, anyway, back to the...
That was the 40-year-old virgin.
That was the 40-year-old virgin. Vince Vaughn is after them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so Vince Vaughn is like, okay, well, what have you done? Like, what do you have? And he was like, these coupons, they're just using coupons. He's like, okay, so did you order any?
Like, did you do anything?
And he's like, no, I called the FBI. He's like, well, fucking order some coupons. Let's start there. And he's like, oh yeah, I ordered the coupons. The return address is in Kansas City. Let's go. Let's go to Kansas. He's like, but did you look at the postage? This is online shit, bro.
Mm.
And he's like, no, I didn't look at that. And he's like, you're telling me I know, like, what states, what the zip code starts with. I can't tell you what particular city it is, but I know the states and the numbers that they start with.
I just know that 9 is the West Coast and that's it.
Well, 9 is honestly just California and Hawaii.
No, and Oregon.
Oregon, too? Or is it at 8?
I think it's 9, because Eureka is 9.
You're right. Washington is 9 also.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You're right. Anyway, I'm not a postal worker, so I don't need to know this.
Yeah, because Eureka's 9-5, so.
I don't know. And we're 9-3. It doesn't matter. So Vince Vaughn is like, dumbass, we're not going to Kansas. We're going to Arizona. This is where this stuff is coming from. And that's kind of, it just leads them back to them.
Yeah, pretty much. They go in the store and, you know, the long-haired guy is like, I hate that bitch.
I hate her. He was like, well, what's her name? I'm sure you know her name. He was like, I don't know her fucking name. Like, she's like 3 feet tall. I don't know.
Like, what's she look like? I don't know. She's like 3 feet tall. I'm a blonde lady. She's always smiling.
She always says this thing.
Because that's their slogan on their website.
On their website, watch the pennies and the dollars take care of themselves or some stuff.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, we got her. So they figure out who the general person is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this dance, her victory dance that she did in her driveway.
Oh, after she got that sale from the guns.
I thought that shit was hilarious.
That was great.
Because they're like sitting there watching her do this dance in her driveway. And they're like, what does that look like? He was like, what does that look like? He's like, oh, she decided to put on a show in her driveway.
She was fired up. I'm sure it was a huge sale.
She was excited because she did it. I don't know.
Because she negotiated, and the thrill of the sale is so nice.
I guess.
Listen, when I go to an event, I'm like, I hope I sell my stuff. You know? Now, when I first get there, when no one's there yet, I'm like, please buy my stuff. Then one person comes and buys something. And I'm like, fuck yeah! And then I'm just like, as I'm just moving that weight, moving my product, it's just like a high. It's just like, ooh, it feels so good.
It does, but I'm like when I did that fucking Thursday nights at the square.
Oh,
back
yeah.
when they did that.
Yeah. Like, that's difficult when you were selling, though.
Nobody was like, this one dude stole one of my freaking energy bar, you know, meal replacement bars. He, you know, he had
problems.
Yeah, he was obviously challenged. And he was like, free? I was like, no. He was like, free? I was like, no. And he just kept saying, free, free, free. And then he took it and walked away. I was like, God damn it. So I'm not going to beat up this man. Obviously has issues
over a
freaking meal replacement bar, but those things were like $8, and they melted. It was hot. They melted because it was during the summertime. Never again.
Free. I like that part. She was just like go Jojo go.
Okay, she had on a fly girl outfit.
Yes, yeah,
the music was playing and shit. Her hair was different.
Honestly, guys, it's an entertaining movie, but all of this, like, all of the stuff, it's just, like, this is unnecessary.
It was outlandish.
It's very outlandish. But it is very entertaining. And so, they end up figuring out, oh, so they find out, like, where the postmark is coming from, so then they go talk to the local postman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're like, oh, somebody in this neighborhood.
That's how they tracked her.
And they're like, and then there's this postman who has a crush on Jojo.
Right.
And so... they're like, hey, Ted, don't you have somebody in your route that, what, the girl that makes the videos? And he's like, what the fuck are you even talking about?
Okay, shut the fuck up.
And he's like, you know, wait, you said it was a Caucasian woman, huh? Oh, never mind, this guy's girl is black.
Mind your business, John.
Right, so then they question him, they pull him in a room, they question him, they're like, we don't know something.
He's so stupid.
Ken
Paul
Miller.
Mark Malkoff,
yes, fucking ass. Yes. And his name is Paul in real life, which is funny. But
I was like, why is he trying to be all good cop, bad cop?
Yeah.
But he's just stupid.
Yeah. So then they eventually follow him.
Yeah.
To them.
Mm-hmm.
And then
because the other chick was like, oh yeah, it was a black chick that she got the
video.
The yeah.
She was like spouting about this website.
Because she had a coupon and they went to her house.
Jojo. Yeah.
No, the lady.
No, the lady, yeah. Because he figured out, he tracked her credit card. That's how he found this one lady who used the coupon and then paid for the rest with a card and tracked her that way.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a smart way to do it, but if they're paying in cash, you're missing a bunch of people. And that's how she led them to Jojo.
Right.
But they eventually find Jojo and...
yeah, because he goes to her house to warn her.
Uh-huh.
And her mom.
She's like, I know what you do, postman. You know, shut up. She'll open it when she open it.
Jerk.
Really, right? And so then they just monitor them and follow them to their place of business, which is a house that they rented or bought up the street where they're packing up their fucking envelopes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, this is super... I don't think I need to even mention this part of the story, like with when she goes through another round of IVF.
Yeah, she spends some of her newly acquired money on another round of IVF.
Right. And then buys a bunch of semen and, like, tries to sell that, too.
Okay, did it show them trying to sell it? They had the idea
But they did say, we spent $300 or $130 or $300,000
mm-hmm.
on semen.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, we're going to try and sell it. There's a bunch of stuff that they bought in, you know, hopes to sell it.
Yeah, because they wanted to be, like... because it's cheaper to buy, you know, it would have been cheaper to buy it from them than to buy it from a freaking sperm bank.
This is true.
So.
Yeah. So look at, they're helping people all over the place.
And that was, I think, what, like, her point was that they were going to try to help.
They were going to try and help people. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but you have, like, millions of dollars in the bank.
Listen, you should take some of that money and go into world hunger. Elon Musk, I'm talking to you. Anyway, go ahead. Playing Space Race when he could literally find the fucking solution to world hunger.
Girl. Anyway, so eventually these bitches go to jail.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Eventually they kick down the door. SWAT comes in. Like, guns blazing. I think that was a little overkill. Like, it's not like...
It was. Because they weren't like, guilty of violent crimes. They weren't selling drugs. It was literally coupons.
It was coupons.
And when have you ever known a coupon lady to be, like, a violent criminal?
Did you see that video that Mom sent us? That post, the Karen, who used to be on Baywatch or whatever? So this chick was on a plane, and I guess like she was in first class, and she got up to go to the bathroom, and she was going back to her seat, and the cart service was out, the drinks and the stuff, so she couldn't get by. So they're like, "Well, just have a seat, sit down," and she's sitting next to some guy, and she's like, "What is this? How come I can't get to my seat? What am I, Rosa Parks?" She's a white woman,
obviously.
This older white dude was like, "This is in Alabama, and you're not black." And so she was like, "What?" Like, you know. And so I guess they were going back and forth at each other.
Yeah,
and
stop then, being like, an entitled asshole, bitch.
Yeah, like I guess he pulled his mask down, and she's like, "Well, pull your fucking mask up!" And wah. And they're like, "Shut up, Karen!" And they were just like going back and forth, and she hit him. She like slapped this guy in the face. And he was like, "You're going to jail!" White men love to say that. "You're going to jail!"
There was no reason to touch him.
There was no reason to touch him. Because she got her fifis hurt. And so then she did. They arrested her. Mm-hmm. And apparently she used to be on Baywatch and was like a Raiderette cheerleader or some shit. And I guess she was coming from Tampa going to like somewhere. It was some drama. I read the whole story and I watched the video. I was like, oh.
Whoa. I'm going to put Baywatch bitch goes to jail.
Click that link that Mom sent us.
Patricia Cornwall. Who the fuck is she? Never heard of her.
This is the chick.
I know, but I've never heard of her. Okay, and you don't fuck around on an airplane. Mm-mm. They will send you to jail.
Mm-hmm. Hang on, you can watch the video.
Oh, he called her Karen.
Sit down, Karen.
What about him? You're the one who's not in your seat, bitch. You put your mask up, dummy. Oh, she punched him for calling her a bitch.
Mm-hmm. You're going to jail.
Oh, she spit on him, mm-hmm. too. Yeah, that's assault and battery. Bitch!
I mean, that's not funny at all. But she going to jail.
Yeah, she spit on him and she punched him. She's going to
jail. Tell him to put his mask up. Tell him to put his mask up.
You put your mask up.
Put your mask up first.
Okay. You took yours down.
So you could be heard, apparently.
SWAT.
SWAT. Hup, hup, hup. Over. Too much.
Over some coupons.
Over some coupons. So,
coupons.
They're just like, "Hey, bitch, you did all this stuff." She's like, "Oh, yeah, I know." And?
The funny thing is, like, she got, so JoJo got the note from the postman, yeah. Like, a little late.
You shake your booty because they're on their way.
She's like, "The fence? What?"
And then they kick down her door.
Yeah, and then her mom was like, "I knew you was doing some shit! Being an asshole."
I'm like, "Mom, if you don't cool the fuck down."
"I know it!" And then they go to jail.
Well, they, you know, they
interrogate them.
Yeah, and so JoJo got time served, which was like 10 days in probation. And I'll give you like the real actual charges they got.
But Kristen Bell's character went to jail for 11 months.
The real person who was the Kristen Bell character, her name was Robin Ramirez. And her accomplices were Marilyn Johnson and Amico Fountain. They were arrested July 2012, charged with counterfeiting, forgery, and operating an illegal enterprise, money laundering, and other violations. They dropped the counterfeiting charge, and the leader, Ramirez, pled guilty to fraud. counterfeiting and illegal control of an enterprise. She was sentenced to 2 years in prison, followed by 7 years of probation, and she was the only one to do jail time. However, they frauded 40 different companies, and so the companies themselves, went after them. All three of the women were ordered to pay Procter Gamble, guess how much?
$2 billion.
They each had to pay $1,288,682.
So about $13 million. I mean, $1.3 million.
So about $4 million, I guess, like, you know, all combined, a little less than $4 million combined, to cover the company's losses. Unilever, like you said, also tried to seek reimbursement from the women, but they weren't successful in doing that. Yeah, Unilever, that's what you said.
Mm-hmm.
When they went to jail, they confiscated coupons, of course. They confiscated, like, I think, like, $5 million worth of coupons.
Damn.
And the losses that these companies experienced was between, like, $400 to $600 million in losses for all these companies.
Ooh, damn.
Yeah, so...
That's each or total?
Total.
Okay.
Total. All
right.
And, like, you know, these are all American companies, of course.
How long were they...
They weren't doing... When they found out about it, when they found out what was going on, the investigation took, like, 8 weeks to take them down. But I'm not sure how long they were running the fraud for.
I mean, they were doing it long enough to buy houses and fucking...
Go through escrow and shit, right?
Well, you only have to go through escrow if you're doing a loan. If you buy a house in cash, do you have to go through escrow?
I think so. Just to say, hey, I want this house. Here's what I'm holding for you. Meet my contingencies. And we can agree that I'll give you this money if I'm happy with everything.
Okay.
Bud Miller, the one who was the real person that worked for the Coupon Information Corporation, he was, like, on their case and, like, doing, like, finding out this and tracking where the coupons came from, and he figured out they were coming from Arizona. Like, Vince Vaughn is fake. He's just a fictional character, of course.
Yeah.
But I just think it's funny that, and it was the companies that were like, we're losing all this money from these fucking coupons.
Mm-hmm.
And what was happening was, like, the real woman, Ramirez, she was going overseas and bringing in the coupons.
Because they were having them
in China or some fucking shit. I don't know where.
Well, you can... Were they free coupons?
Mm-hmm. Like,
they were free
coupons.
Because, like, now that there's a website, you can print all your coupons. You don't even have to wait for the fucking coupon books now. Like, you can literally print coupons, but it only lets you print, like, four. The funny thing is, like, it's illegal to photocopy coupons, but
yeah.
If you're printing your coupons, you can always photocopy them.
Yeah. And these women, they had, like, the police seized $2 million in assets from the three women, including four homes, 22 guns, a 40-foot speedboat, and 21 vehicles.
21.
Between the three women.
That's seven cars each. What the fuck? Do you have seven fucking bodies that you're going to drive around? Why do you have seven cars?
Maybe they're trying to clean the money.
That's not how you claim money.
This is what they really look like. This is a ringleader. 46.
I see her.
Yeah. She don't look 46.
They all look like they were crying. That's what's...
Now take this picture.
Red eyes.
They slapped him around.
I'd have been like...
Times. Look at...
I'd have been like Paris Hilton.
Slay!
And fucking... And what's her name? Lindsay Lohan in their mugshots.
Oh, God. Those are... That's funny. Okay. So... in the movie, she got 11 months. In real life, she did 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
They had to pay back money, millions of dollars. And so people still were like, 2 years? That's not enough.
Not enough.
It's not enough time to go to jail for all that
shit. Seriously, though, this is one of those things where I'm like, really? Fucking 2 years? Like, why? What is 2 years in prison actually gonna do?
It's gonna teach you a lesson about couponing.
Like, seriously, she's gonna be, or is there just like, did they fucking ban her from ever using coupons again? Like, what the fuck?
She just changed her name.
I'm just saying, like, do not accept coupons from this woman when they have her picture
you
on
put
the
her
fucking...
picture up everywhere.
Yeah, you know? Like, I feel like that's really, really excessive. Like, to go to jail for 2 years. I really do. For coupons. Like, she was doing work.
Millions.
She was doing work.
She was
going overseas to get coupons.
She was hustling, dude. Super hustling.
She wasn't hurting anyone except a fucking corporation. I really don't feel sorry
for
them.
And if they're making single-ply toilet paper, they deserve it.
I'm just saying, on this one, like, you know, I don't come down on the side of the criminal, but on this one, I'm like, 2 years is stupid. Like, just fucking give her probation and make her do community service or some shit. Like, fucking 2 years. She's in there with fucking women who kill their husbands and fucking...
What you in here for, Koopa?
Exactly.
I did some shit with some coupons.
I got some free coupons and I sold them. Like, what the
fuck? Oh, hell no.
She's probably getting her ass kicked every day for just going to jail for coupons. Like, what the fuck are we talking about? That's so stupid.
Friday, thumbs up for the week.
My thumbs up for the week. It is about to be a new fucking year. And so I made my resolution for this year is to be nicer to myself. Be kinder to myself.
Yes.
So, okay, so have you heard of this thing called the 30-day mental diet?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay, so it's basically where you, every day, you have positive thoughts. And that, like, intentional positive thoughts. You intentionally shift your thought patterns to positivity. And anytime that you have like a negative thought and you don't catch it and, you know, shift it to being positive, or like if you have road rage or like any negativity that comes from you, you have to start over. You have to do this for 30 days in a row, maintaining a positive attitude and keeping that, you know, focusing on being positive mentally. And if you don't, then you have to start over. So if you get to like day 29, and you, like, have an outburst, like an anger, negativity, whatever, you have to start all the way over.
Damn.
Until you get to 30 days.
Okay, so you're going to start that way.
So I'm toying with the idea of doing it, because it's much harder than it actually fucking sounds.
I know, especially for you.
I'm toying with the idea of doing it. I don't know if I'm going to, but...
do it.
Yeah, right. I would, like, literally be stuck in day one for, like... And see, and that right there, that's negativity. But I'd be stuck in day one.
Let's go away on a vacation, and then we could just have good vibes.
For 30 days? 30-day vacation?
Good vibes. GVO. Good vibes only.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you see Potomac? GVO. GVO.
Oh, yeah, Zen Win.
Zen Win.
What's your thumbs up for the week?
Oh, shit. Okay. Big things popping. Beauty's Biscuits. So I just, I have a marketing company now that's going to be doing like some targeted campaigns for me on social media and creating some, like, some landing pages and doing, you know, data collection and blah, 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 leads, la, 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 sales.
La, la, la.
I try to make some money, you know what I'm saying? You know, trying to turn this into an enterprise, trying to slang them dog biscuits.
Is that, like, from your personal assistant person? Or?
No, this is something different. So I actually got off a meeting today with my account manager and whoever, salesperson. So this is a different company that I'm using, but I have lots of hope as to, like, you know, the performance that they're going to put together for me or the, you know.
Mm-hmm. Are they projecting, like, do you have, like, numbers projected?
I've told them, like, the numbers that I've already have and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And so we just kind of did our initial call and, you know, they got a better idea for me and my brand and my company and what I would like and where my numbers are at now. So then once their campaign goes live and everything's honky-dory, then balls to the walls and go from there.
Well, that's cool.
So... I'm looking forward to 2022 for Beauty's Biscuits of the year of growth for us. So if you have a dog, check out beautiesbiscuits.com. We make fresh baked natural dog biscuits.
Yeah.
Yum, yum. Yum, yum. Hey, guys. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And thank you for joining us. And thank you for, you know, checking out Book of Lies podcast and all y'all's support. We really appreciate you.
Yeah.
If you aren't already, go ahead and subscribe. Please come back. We love having you hang out with us. You can follow us on Twitter at Book of Lies Pod, on Instagram or Facebook at Book of Lies Podcast. We do still have a group on Facebook, but I don't know what happens in there. So should probably look into that sometime soon. But in the meantime, I am Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Flakes.
And this was
Book of Lies.
The podcast.
It's Bolt, bitches.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Darkcast Network. The light shines brightest on our indie podcasts.
Hey there, Rainbow Warriors. I'm CJ, host of Beyond the Rainbow, True Crimes of the LGBT. My episodes focus on crimes committed by and against the LGBTQ community. I've covered cases you probably have heard of, such as Matthew Shepard, Brandon Tina, and the Orlando Pulse nightclub massacre, as well as some lesser-known cases like the murder of Ray Hainish, the Australian Gay Beat murders, and the suspicious disappearance of Lisa Lynn Stone. I cover cases brought to me by listeners like Penny Brummer, who I believe was wrongfully convicted, taboo cases such as lesbian corrective rape and murder in South Africa, and Pray the Gay Away camps. I discuss gay serial killers, women who pretend to be men to hook up with other women, and trans murders. I'm opinionated and uncensored. I know I'm not everyone's cup of tea, but surely I'm someone shot at tequila. No matter what your gender or orientation in life might be, please join me as I tackle rainbow crimes in search of unicorn justice. Remember, it's not a crime to be gay, unless you're a murderer.